Probably all very tired since we have class all day.
刚刚也有人打瞌睡啊。
And I also noticed in the last class that some of you were sleeping.
那罗森那讲的那么好，都打瞌睡，所以我上次说打瞌睡也是正常的。
I think if we have been listening to such an inspiring speaker as Deacon, as Pastor Lo, then perhaps with my speaking, it will be more normal if you fall asleep.
所以不要打瞌睡，说什么天上没有火来烧，不一定是这样子，因为有时候太累了。<laughs> So
let's not think that because we are sleepy and fall asleep that the fire will come down from heaven and burn us up. Sometimes it's natural for us to be tired.
啊，这是事实啊。And
that's a fact.
那我现在先把我在这里要跟大家学习的整个的跟大家先讲一下。
Let me first give you a preview of what I'm going to be talking about with you over the next few days.
因为今天是第一堂，所以就是结论，也是开始。
Since this is the first lesson, I will be giving both the beginning and a glimpse of the end and of the conclusion.
那我最后的结论也是今天要讲的。And
in fact, the conclusion that we will eventually arrive at is what I will talk about today as well.
就是你学习的这十个小时的教会历史的结果，也是两句话就讲完了。And
that is to say that in our 10 classes of church history, you can really condense it into two sentences.
如果你这当中十节都没有听没有关系，等一下这两句话一定要听下去。So
what that means is if you do not pay attention over the next 10 lessons, maybe that's all right, but you must listen to the next things that I'm about to say to you.
那如果我看等一下讲的这两句话你同意了，这十节你不听也可以。
And if you agree with the two sentences that I'm going to tell you, then it might be okay if you didn't really pay attention for the next 10 classes as well.
那等一下我要讲的这两句话，如果你不同意的话，那你就要注意听。
But if in these two sentences that I tell you, if you do not agree with them, then you must pay attention for the next 10 classes. This is the first sentence. First sentence I'll say to you.
就是耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会。
First sentence is, the true Jesus Church is the only church that will gain salvation.
唯一独一得救的教会。
The true Jesus Church is the only true church of salvation.
第一个,
That's the first sentence.
第二个就是这唯一的
The second sentence, this only true church must be preached to the end of the world, and this is our responsibility.
就这两个.
These are the two sentences.
好。如果同意的话，那就可以了。
And if you agree, then we'll all be happy.
那不同意的话，我们再来谈。
And if you don't agree, let's continue to discuss.
因为教历史时间很长。To
study church history requires a lot of time.
没有一个人活了那么长可以讲，我们都会讲自己的经历，没有一个人活了那么长可以讲教会历史，就是以自己的经历来讲。And
there's no person who has a long enough lifespan to be able to recount all of the church history.
我们常会说，你又没有经验，你讲什么？ 对不对?
Sometimes we'll say to someone who is speaking, you have no experience, what are you talking about?
但是因为教历史太长了，所以事实上这一门课如果要有经验来讲的话，没有一个人可以讲。
And so while we usually require someone to have some kind of experience in a matter before they talk about it, the church history is so vast that even in a person's lifetime, they wouldn't be able to finish it.
那现在我先讲一讲我整个要讲的这十堂课的我的构想。
Let me first share with you some ideas I have about how to organize the next 10 classes.
当然是从主耶稣那时候开始讲了。Of
course, we will begin with the time of Jesus.
但是在创世之前，我们就被拣选了，不是吗？
And isn't it true that we were all chosen by God before the creation?
所以，什么是教会？
So what is the church?
这我们有那个作业，你们回去看一看。And
there are some questions that are meant to be assignments for you.
这杨长老写的那个 church 哈，那你把它看完，那后面有几个问题，那你回答一下。
In your folders, there's a handout regarding what is the church.
那这个我们就不讲了哈。
And so please look at some of the questions in the back and try to answer them.
所以教会就是我们这些选召的人的集合。
What the church means is that the church is the gathering of those who are chosen.
但我们在创世之前就有了。
And it existed before anything else existed.
然后从再来主耶稣降生。
And then Jesus was born.
然后在世上传道。
Jesus had his ministry on earth.
然后被接升天。
He was ascended to heaven.
降下圣灵。
He sent down the Holy Spirit.
建设教会。
Established the church.
在这个时候64年。
This was in the year 64 AD.
我会讲一点，就是尼禄皇帝逼迫的时候。
And in this year was also the persecution by the Emperor Nero.
66年
In the year 66,
那个雅各他们搬家，就是从耶路撒冷搬到约旦河外的一个帕拉。
James and some of the other apostles moved the church from Jerusalem to a city called Pella.
然后，主后70年，圣殿被毁。
In the year 70 AD, the temple was destroyed.
然后70年到111年当中
，and between the year 70 and the year 110,
这几年是教会历史里面最模糊的。
These are the most chaotic times in the church history.
很难查到说教会在这个地方做什么。
And it's very difficult to find out what actually happened in the church during this time.
但是经过这段时间之后呢，当时的使徒时代的教会就已经变质了。
But in this murky period of time, the church.The substance of the church had already changed.
这使徒时代教会就变了。
The apostolic church had changed.
然后过了这个之后呢，就进到这是一个时期哈。
So we call this whole period, we consider this whole period one era or the apostolic age.
再就进入到教父时期。
And after this, we come into the era of the church fathers.
然后在教父时期的话呢，我现在只是把大纲讲一下了哈。然后在我们十节嘛，很多再细细来讲。但如果细细讲的话，可能第一单元就讲不完。我来的时候本来只是想来这边讲第一个单元，但是杨传道说要全部讲完，所以可能就会大略讲而已啦。
So I'm just trying to give you a general idea of what we'll be studying in the next few days.
然后在这个时期呢，就是那个辩护时期。
In this time, there were also the apologists, people who were defending the Christian faith.
就是护教士。
Or the church fathers.
不是那个
apologists.
护教士。那在这里有一个第一个神学家。
And the first person who is considered the first theologian is Justin.
这个是神学家，他对他心很好。
And he had a very great and good heart.
但是害教会很重。
But unfortunately, he caused a lot of damage to the church.
这个人，我们会可能用一点时间来讲讲他。
We may spend some time to talk about him.
当然，在这个时期，我们会讲一些有关哲学的那个思想思潮。
And in order to better understand this time, we'll also be talking about some of the ideas or philosophies of the time.
还有这个过这个之后呢，就变成教会这是使徒后的这个使徒时代过后的使那个中文是说使徒后的教父啊，这是教父真正的教父。
And so after the time of the apostles, we move into the time of the church fathers.
那其中要提的三个就是拉丁的教父，拉丁三教父。
And of these church fathers, we will discuss three who are considered the Latin church fathers.
我们要特别讲三个教父很多。
There are many of them, but we will talk about three of them.
一个是耶罗美。
First is Jerome.
Second is Ambrose. 一个是奥古斯丁
and the third is Augustine.
好，4405他们是在这刚刚讲的是在这里发生的。4405呢是一个第一个Leo Great 就是第一了哈。
The time that we were just talking about was in the, about the year 110 and now we move to the year 440 with the first Roman Pope Leo the First.
这是正式的有后来有正式商标的一个教皇，trademark 还是 mark trade，trademark， 就第一个在历史上面有的有名的，就是第一个教皇。
Okay. So in terms of church history, we consider Leo the first pope.
啊，一直到600年左右，就是那个也是。就是 Gregory 第一大贵哥，那贵高丽第一世。
And in the year 600, there another pope was named Gregory the First.
那这些我们合起来就是上古的教，就是教会初期第一个单元。
And so from the time of Jesus till the time of Gregory, Pope Gregory the First.
那在这个历史，我现在是介绍了哈，在这个历史里面要讲三个重点。
The first phase of church history, and within this phase, we'll talk about three major points.
第一个是那个真理。
The first will concern the truth.
所谓的真理就是得救的道理要道。
What we mean by truth is the essential way to salvation.
就在这个时候，真理是怎么改变的
？And during this time, we will study how the truth was changed.
所以给你们那个有一个 deduction 有没有？那个什么
？And so I've given you an outline.
请你们看一下。
And please review this.
就是 the teaching of the 12 apostles. 是不是这样子哈？请你看一下。
Here should be a section about the regarding the teachings of the 12 apostles. And please review that.
那你们有分组嘛，对不对？你们一组一组，就是把那个看完，然后找出里面。在真理有没有什么改变的地方？你们，我是一个假设啦，你们都是从小从在教会长大的，对我们这次教会道理很熟哈。如果不熟的话，那个就不要看哦。哦，是是、啊，如果不熟的话，那个不要看，我们就上别的，先上，讲为什么要洗礼呀、啊，为什么得圣灵啊？想先想这个，结果有了再看这个嘛，是不是
？Okay. I want you to look over the section that's called the Didache, D-I-D-A-C-H-E. This.
就是要花的纸，他们写的，不是圣旨，不是。
This was written by the Apostolic Fathers, and there are 12 teachings. I'm assuming that all of you have grown up in the faith, and your faith is quite firm.But if you are not very familiar with the church doctrines, please either don't read this or be very careful when you read these things. I want you to divide into your groups and read these and see if you can detect where these 12 teachings have deviated from the truth.
This is 讲真理的改变.
And so this is the first topic, which is the changing or the mutation of the truth.
那第二个讲组织。
Second, we will talk about organization.
在这个时候，他组织怎么把它真理化了
？And we will talk about how the church gradually became institutionalized.
那第三个就是讲了崇拜。
And third, we will talk about worship.
崇拜的那个俗话。
The customs of worship or the forms of the liturgies.
或是偶像化。
Or we can also call this the gradual trend towards idolatry in the church.
这是我第一步要讲的，就是第一个单元。
And so these three points fall under the first phase of church history that we'll study.
那在这个时候的思想就是柏拉图主义。
The philosophical background of the time was the ideas of Plato.
那个诺斯底主义。
Also the Gnostics.
Gnosticism. 好，那如果在这个时候的刚开始的那个艺术的话，是罗马式的建筑。
And in terms of the arts or aesthetics of the time, it was under the Roman influence.
那再来，从六百年之后，五百年也可以了哈，因为这中间很那个不是那么确定。
The next period is from 600 on.
就进入到中古世纪。
And we begin to enter into the Middle Ages.
在这个世纪呢，是所谓的经验哲学。
经验哲学 ，experiential。
Scholastic。Scholastic 那个经验哲学的时代，或是繁琐哲学。
And we can also call this the age of the scholastic philosophy.
繁琐，
就是很麻烦啊。
And it's very, let's just say it was very complex.
你们有没有学过那个三段论证？没有。
How many of you have studied the three stages of discourse?
Proposition. 一个前提，大前提，小前提，然后一个结论。
And the form of this form of discourse is you set forth the thesis, you set forth the supporting arguments, and then there's a conclusion. This is the classical form of logic that was developed in this time. Sound familiar?
就说他说他讲这个是那个，哎呀，不要讲了，用那个演绎法了哈，演绎法晓得了哈，演绎啊。
Right.
就是一个，对。
And
就是说哈，人都会死，这个是一个 thesis， 对不对
？For example, if you have a thesis that all human beings will die，
那我可以想是人。
And I am a human being。
那说哦，那个结论就是我会死。
Therefore, the conclusion is that I will die。
名字听起来很复杂，其实很简单的事情。
And so, although it may sound like it's a very complicated kind of argumentation, it's actually very simple.
其实世界上大部分是这样讲，因为讲得太难了哈，听不懂。
And in fact, most of the things that we study, although they initially they may sound very complicated, they're actually quite simple.
从六百年一直到一五一七年。
From the year 600 to 1517.
或是五百年到一五一七年，差不多有一千年时间，中古世纪。
There is approximately 1,000 years that we consider the Middle Ages.
在这里面所要谈的是教皇制度。
And the things that we will talk about in this period will be the age of the popes.
还有十字军东征。
The age of the Crusades.
还有在这个时候的那个神学的思想，就是在这个1054，就是才有天主教。我们不要忘记，我们教会常常有事没事就骂天主教，骂错人了。
And aside from that, we'll be studying the theological trends of the time, and also the formal establishment of the Roman Catholic Church in the year 1054.
从1054年之后才有天主教这个名字啊。
We should always remember that the Roman Catholic Church did not formally exist until the year 1054. A lot of times in church we tend to criticize the Roman Catholics very harshly, but please remember that a lot of times we're talking about people who were before this time period.
我们之前说，哎呀，天主教把道理改了，那时候没有天主教，骂错人了。
We often say that in the early days the Roman Catholic Church perverted the gospel, but in fact there was no Roman Catholic Church at the time. So you shouldn't think that the Catholic Church exists before that time period. In fact, it only existed after that year. The Catholic Church is in that time period.
The Roman Catholic Church, 这才是天主教，这个不是啊。
And everything before that is not.
因为天主教是跟什么教相对的啊？对啊。这两个天主教是跟这个相对的。
And remember that the Roman Catholic Church rose in opposition to another church, the Eastern Greek Church.
对不对？所以在这之前，你不要把什么罪都归给天主教。那个时候我还没有天主教这个名字啊。我们这里是翻天主教，对不对？天主教就是讲这个啊。但在这之前呢，还分的啦。那你只是骂他，没有骂他。
So in fact, when the Roman Catholic Church was formed.
这个叫 Eastern Greek Church.
这个
叫 Eastern Greek Church. 哦，对对，还有
一个 Orthodox Church. We should also remember that at the time the Roman Catholic Church was formed, there was an opposition to the Greek Orthodox Church.
在这个时候之前，他们就称作 the Catholic Church 大公教会。
And before this period, it's generally called the Catholic Church, Catholic, which means all-embracing or universal.
所以这个部分我会最主要提这个，那就是讲这个后来在天主教为什么会成为天主教教皇制度，在这个时候的形成是怎么样来的。
So the main things we will talk about will be the formation of the Catholic Church and why there was such an institution as the papacy.
不要听到 Catholic 就是天主教，现在有很多那个新教哈。像德国有 the old Catholic Church， 你不要说它是老的天主教，不是，这是新教，卡尔文教派出来的。他只是说，他要恢复到这个的教会。如果你常常骂天主教，他替我们背很多黑锅啦。
So please remember that there is a big difference between the Catholic Church, which was the church from 600 to 1054, and the Roman Catholic Church, which only formed in the year 1054.
但是我不晓得也没有关系了哈。那我们既然要用教历史的话，就要弄清楚一点了，免得让他们背太多黑锅不好。
And so,
不是要公义吗？对。
Since we often criticize the other churches, we should at least be more knowledgeable in what we're talking about.
讲历史都是一个横的，一个直的，对不对？这是时间，对不对？然后这事件，对不对？但是到了1517年之后，画不出来，这样没有办法画了。好，谢谢。没关系，可以。1517年那个宗教改革的时候，就要没有办法说画一条线，然后排时间就难了。
We should always remember when we study history that it's not as simple as drawing a line on a blackboard. For example, when the Reformation occurred in the year 1517, it wasn't as if someone just drew a line in the line of history and had that happen.
其实1517年的之前就已经在有很多人起来改革了。
In fact, what happened in 1517 was only part of many things, many reformers who had come beforehand.
那这是我们第三十段就是讲的教会宗教改革。
And so our third main section will be regarding the Reformation.
那宗教改革里面，当然最主要是讲这个人。
And one of the major figures in the Reformation, of course, is Martin Luther.
他是从德国来的哈。
And he is German.
然后在讲宗教改革的时候，就要分国家跟分人来讲了。
When we talk about the Reformation, we have to divide not only by personalities, but also by the countries of their origin.
三个最重要的人物。
Here are the three major figures, Martin Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli.
然后以国家来讲，德国、瑞士。
And as far as geographical distribution, we're talking about Germany, Switzerland,
那英格兰、
England,
苏格兰、
Scotland.
那时候还两个国家。
And at that time,
那个时候还两个国家，不能讲英国，因为是两个国家。
At that time, what we now consider the United Kingdom was two separate countries.
那就要用这个配合，看他对这个影响。英格兰、苏格兰这样子，错综的来讲。
And so we will talk about the influence of each of these men's thought on those country, the respective countries.
所以第三个阶段的话，第三单元的话，就是只是讲那个宗教改革。
But the overall theme will be the Reformation.
那再来第四单元。
And now we move into the fourth major area.
是 SCH 还是 SH?
SCH.
SCH 好。嗯。就是分裂，因为本来是这样写，但是英文常常把 C 绕掉啊。
The fourth area that we'll study, the fourth topic is this great schism, which means split.
嗯，就是那个宗教改革之后的教派的分裂。
And this refers to the split that came among the churches after the Reformation.
那我们要讲。英国国教
We'll talk about the Anglican Church. 什么英国国教 I'm sorry, Episcopalian Church.
Episcopal.
Episcopal Church.
或是那个
一样的名字是不是
一样这两个一样
The Episcopal Church or another name is the Anglican Church.
这怎么来的
And we'll talk about how that church came about.
那我们再讲那个讲这个公主教
We'll also talk about the congregational church.
还有浸信会
The Baptist church.
讲卫理公会
The Wesleyans.
不是 Methodist.
Methodist, I'm sorry.
还有贵格会
Quakers.
他们怎么来的？他以前上贵格会的那个学校哈。
And how the Quakers came about?
那这个这在英国分开出来的教派。
And these are all churches that appeared in England.
那大部分大的宗派在这里就定了。
And we can see that most of the major denominations came into being at this time.
那还有那长老会。
Also the Presbyterians.
然后最后我们要讲第五单元
And the last or the fifth main section we will discuss
第五单元是专门讲美国的宣教史
We will devote this exclusively to American missionaries
就是他们欧洲人到美国来传教的经过
We will devote this to the experience of European missionaries in America
因为美国以前没有嘛也是以前的欧洲人说我们要去世界传道去哪里传不是去非洲啊来美国
because during that time period when European Christians wanted to spread the gospel around the world they went to America instead of some of the other places that they go now
你们想世界传道想到哪里啊
so when you think of world evangelism what do you think of
你想哪里想非洲啊
do you think of Africa
要想自己啊你自己都没有传好就想别人
in fact you should be thinking of yourself, save yourself before you save others.
啊，是啊，以前欧洲人都想来这里传道呢。
But in the past, many Europeans wanted to come here to America to preach.
啊，也很奇怪，譬如说在德国啦，有些弟兄姊妹在讲世界传道，他们也都想到去非洲啦，去别的地方。我说奇怪啊，你来这里都没有人，你还想别人
？And it's very funny because no matter where people are, for example, in Germany, the brothers and sisters always talk about preaching the gospel in Africa, but it's very funny because they still haven't even preached it in their own homes.
你最基本的先弄好嘛，对不对
？And so the most essential is to take care of your own self and your own surroundings.
好，那第五个话就是讲美国的宣道史，并且呢讲美国的宗派分裂的情况。
And so we will talk aboutinitial Christian missionary work in America and also the development of various denominations in this country.
我去那个 LA 哈住，然后去到人信徒家，人家就说：“哎呀，这个草庙给啊，叫你过来割了，反正很便宜。”
有
没有这样讲？有了哈。
I've been staying down in LA for the past few weeks, and one thing I experienced when I went to people's houses is that whenever they need their lawn mowed or some gardening done.They always ask the Mexicans to do it.
那有的还很就是啊，现在白塞各位来了。
And also, people are very discriminatory towards them.
那我讲说要对他们客气点啊，他们加州是他们先来开发的、哦。
But I always thought that we should be very, very, very respectful to them, since before any of us came, they were here in California before.
在墨西哥设立了两个大学，1551年，墨西哥大学啊。那个时候美国还没有大学呢。
When the first university, the United States.
就是那个这 congregation, 他们这 congregation, 他们来设立的哈佛大学。慢了那个墨西哥大学，慢那个马赛哥他们那个快100年了，人家已经100年的历史了，你才开始啊。
Our oldest university is Harvard University, founded by the Congregationalists in the 1700s. After...Over 100 years after the first university in Mexico had been established.
是啊，是这样子的。那就讲就是初期他们怎么来开拓的。
And so we will talk about how the Christian work was developed in this country in the early days.
就各大宗派在这边的情况，天主教啊，还有那个公理会啊，圣公会啊，卫理公会怎么在美国他们开始怎么样
？And how each of the denominations that we mentioned earlier had come and developed their work here.
然后再谈谈美国也出了很多宗派哦。
And we also talk about how many other denominations developed in America after that.
就是说美国在美国土生土长的宗派。
And these are denominations, churches that are native to America.
你晓得几个？
And how many of these do you know?
很多了哈，像耶和华见证会了哈。
Many, for example, the Jehovah's Witness.
还有摩门教了哈。
The Mormons.
美国很好的一个报纸是什么？那个 Christian Science Monitor， 对不对
？Also, the Christian Scientists who have an excellent newspaper, the Christian Science Monitor.
啊，这个教了，就是那个那个什么 Christian Science 那个基督科学会。
And this is the Church of Christ Scientists.
那就讲这些在美国成立的土生土长的教会。
Talk about how each of these churches, which were indigenous to the United States, developed.
好，那剩下5分钟。
We have 5 minutes left.
我开始来讲最后的这个部分，因为讲到这里差不多1900年左右了。
Because now we have come to about the year 1900.
我现在已经到了像摩门教啊这。都是17世纪之后的事，18世纪之后的事情。
Because when we're talking about churches such as the Mormons, we're already in the 1700s or 1800s.
然后那个Christian Science 那个基督教科学会也是19世纪末的事情。
And the Church of Christ Scientist was founded in the end of the 1700s or end of 1800s.
那这是第五个单元。
And so, the fifth major section that we will talk about is roughly the 20th century till the present. And so, all of us are still living in history. Human beings are comprised of the past, the present, and the future.
人差不多最多的时间是因为未来怎么样你不知道啊。
And of course, we do not know what will happen in our future.
但是我们每一秒钟在过，你一个现在做什么，很快就过去了。
And every present instant or moment that we have is passing very quickly.
也是历史了。
And so if we say snap of the fingers, or if you smile or if you laugh, that is already part of the past history.
所以历史跟我们每个人最有关系的。
And so we can say that history has the most to do with our lives.
讲教育历史，我是刚刚已经介绍到现在到第五单元当中，我现在从最后讲到前面。
And so now that we've come all the way up to the present time,
我现在就要讲，
I'll start here,
我现在就要讲这个部分。
At the very end,
就是想我们活的是怎么样的情况。
And I'll talk about the kind of situation or the kind of times in which we live today.
那这个讲完，尾巴也讲，头也讲，那就好了。
And so, if we have covered the conclusion, and then we talk about the beginning, then we'll be covered.
好，那先开始来讲了。
So we're ready to begin.
那开始讲要看东西嘛，不是吗？我们现在活在。剩下三四分钟，如果这样讲下去，看没有什么。我先大概介绍一下。
Okay. In the remaining three or four minutes that we have left, I'll keep my remarks general.
我们这个课的目的是两个，对不对
？There are two main purposes of our having this class.
一个真耶稣教会是唯一的就是教会。
First, we talked about is that the true church, true Jesus Church, is the only church of salvation.
有没有人不同意，或是有疑问？
Is there anyone who disagrees or has some questions about this proposition?
第二个，你们就是要传这个唯一得救的教会所传的这个福音，对不对？
The second point is that all of you or all of us must preach the gospel of this one church of salvation.
但是这两点呢，我们目前遇到很大的困难呢。
But with regard to these two points, we've faced many difficulties today.
很大的冲击，很大的挑战。
It's a great challenge for us.
当然，我们内部我们自己的软弱了，这是最大的挑战了哈。
Of course, the greatest challenge to overcome is the challenge that we face, we bring to ourselves.
但是外面的挑战也不可否认啊。
But we also cannot deny the challenge that the outside world or environment gives to us.
在这边你就好出去，冷风一吹，看到这世界心就软了。
It's one thing.
自然的，我也是啊。
It's one thing to be in here nurturing our spiritual life, but when we go out into the cruel world, then things are different.
简单讲，现在我们真耶稣教会面临的，我自己的感觉，三样很大的一个冲击。
In my mind, there are three challenges that the True Jesus Church faces today.
一个是普世教会运动 ，ecumenical movement.
The first is the ecumenical movement.E-C-U-M-E-N-I-C-A-L
这个呢是那个人文主义跟宗教的结合
This is the merging of humanism and religion Ecumenical means all churches together
第二个是新世纪运动
The second challenge is the New Age movement
这是宗教的宗教界的参融
This is the fusion of various religions.
这是什么？
Symbiosis.
S-Y-N-T-I-T-A-S-M. 这是世界宗教的一种参融
Or a term that we use is syncretism.
第三个就是灵恩运动。
灵恩。
这是 charismatic movement.
The third is the charismatic movement.
我们真耶稣教会是不是灵恩运动下的一个教会？
Is our church part of the charismatic movement?
是不是？
Yes or no?
知道。
Do you know?
是不是？不是。
No, we are not.
我们不要把人家说哎呀，这是灵恩派的教会，我们是不是灵恩派的教会？
We should not let ourselves be categorized as being part of the charismatic movement.
我们不是，不要跟他们一起谈。
Because we are separate from that.
这个也危害到我们传福音的一个运动。
And so this movement has also been one that has impeded the spread of the gospel.
这是从其实在这之前就有了啦，但是差不多1960年之后，这些在就是变得很激烈。那到我们现在来讲，我们活在这个里面哦。
And each of these movements, although we're talking about them in the 20th century, already began earlier than that, but they are the main, elements that we face today.
那下一节我们就先谈尾巴，谈然后再谈前面。你要说，德文有一句话说 ，"End good as"， 就说后面好，前面都会好。
So we'll start talking about our present time, and there's a German proverb that means if the ending is good, then everything will be good.
那如果前面好的话，是我们在谈前面，前面如果好的话，好的开始是成功一半嘛。所以有前面的成功一半，有后面的什么都好，那这个课程也就好了。
So if we take this proverb, if the ending is good, everything is good, and combine it with the other proverb that a good beginning is half of everything, then I think we will have done a lot.
那求神帮助了哈。
And may God guide us.